Kansas lawmakers face a budget shortfall for the current fiscal year, approaching $300 million. The Senate plan to close that gap would short contributions into the state pension, then pay that back over 10 years. It would also borrow part of a state investment fund. The bill passed out of committee with bipartisan votes. Democratic Senator Laura Kelly calls the plan sort of ugly, but she likes some things about it. For one, it avoids any further cuts to higher education.
And it makes no cuts to public schools. So while it's not perfect, it gets us where we need to go.
The full Senate will likely consider the bill later this week. The plan would fix the current year that ends in June, but the coming fiscal years are also in the red. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.